The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 98. It takes 8 hours or so for the train running from Denawali to reach Barobo. At least, it did the one time I took it. It was early morning as we pulled into town, and the day was sunny and bright. So as we descended down out of the hills on our way to the train station, we got a pretty good look at the place. Barobo is about the same size as Zuleiga, where we had started our journey, but it is nowhere near as wild a town. Barobo is a major port, but it is a sober, hard-working one. The whole town seemed to be already awake and hard at work when we arrived. You could see ships in the bay being both loaded and unloaded, and a string of trucks running both into and out of town. The sight of the ocean was a welcome one, as it meant that we were inching closer to home and away from this ridiculous continent, but I wasn't really in a good mood. It was here that I would be saying goodbye to Corinne. The girls had return air tickets, and they would be flying home. But Alvy, Roger, and I had no tickets, and no means of getting them, so we would have to find an alternative way home. Alvy figured that we would be able to hook up with one of the many ships in the port, and perhaps, as we had next to no money, convince them to let us work off the cost of our passage, and thus make our way back home. I thought he'd read one too many Jack London books. I hadn't heard of anyone working their way across the ocean on a tramp steamer in the last 40 years at least, but as I couldn't think of any better plan, I guessed that was what we were going to do. I was in a pretty crappy mood when we said goodbye to the girls. They got on the bus to the airport, and the three of us stood there on the dusty road looking, no doubt, fairly pathetic. Corinne and I had made plans to meet up when I eventually got home, but I was still going to miss her. I really had no idea how long this trip home was going to take, even if we did manage to get on some ship. It seemed pretty unlikely that we would immediately hook up with a ship heading for Halifax, which was the likeliest home port I could think of. I doubted there was a lot of Barobo to Halifax traffic, but what the hell did I know of seafaring? And that thought, of course, raised another. What could we do to work off our passage? None of us were sailors. What crazed captain would hire 3 disheveled landlubbers to man his vessel? I was about to find out.